Today's House General Government Committee session, and would like to introduce to all of you our new committee administrator, Jania Zeeb. We're happy to have her. Linda Gatto has been laterally moved to the Senate because of a vacancy that emerged there, and we're very happy to have Jania, who will be with us for the rest of, we hope, for the rest of the session. I'd like to open a work session today on House Bill 2674. Kara.
Thank you. Madam Chair, members, you'll recall House Bill 2674 is regarding libraries operated by federally recognized Indian tribes. It adds those libraries to the list in ORS, or Oregon Revised Statutes, of libraries that may apply for and receive grants from the Oregon State Library and participate in interlibrary loan programs. Present statute limits libraries to public school or academically connected, and 2674 broadens that list by, again, adding those libraries that are operated by federally recognized tribes in Oregon. And Mary Dahlgren from the State Library is here. If you have questions of how this operates with the State Library, and you have in your packet today a letter of support from the Oregon Library Association. Nan Heim spoke with you last week and said that we were meeting a day before her board had an opportunity to meet on the bill, and they took a position in strong support on Friday.
Thank you, Kara. Questions of the committee? Representative Buckley.
I have one question, if you please.
Just a minute. I recognize him first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Be very quick. Just a comment, really. I'm just very impressed with the level of cooperation of the people involved with this to put them together and work together to get something that's very positive for all sides.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I want to take exception to the top of this report that says revenue, no revenue impact. I would like to take exception to that because I believe that the more that we spread out books and the more we make available books for education and for entertainment, the more that the people that read them and get the effects of reading books and being better educated will in fact increase the fiscal impact of this state to the better. I love this bill. I think we ought to thank you.
Good point, Representative. Absolutely good point. Any other comments or questions?
Madam Chair, I move that House Bill 2674 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Cameron moves House Bill 2674 to the House floor with a due pass recommendation. Any objection? So ordered. Thank you, members of the committee, and thank you, Representative Cameron. And I think I will ask you to carry this, it being your turn, so to speak, and a nice bill to carry. I'm going to close the House, the work session on House Bill 2674, and open a work session on House Bill 2738. Kara, you want to give us an update on this one?
Again, thank you, Madam Chair. Members, House Bill 2738, you heard last week, changes the title of some employees with the Oregon Department of Transportation from manager to administrator. It specifies that these administrators are in unclassified service, and it authorizes appointment of executive assistants to ODOT administrators and specifies that they, too, are in unclassified service. And representatives from ODOT, Mike Marsh, is here to speak to the bill if you would like further input from ODOT.
Any questions? Any comments? I would entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2738 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Sumner moves House Bill 2738 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. I'm going to ask for a voice vote on this bill, please.
Representative Weston?
Aye.
Representative Cameron?
Aye.
Representative Escobar?
Aye.
Representative Galizio?
Aye.
Representative Sumner?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Aye.
And Chair Berger?
Aye. Hearing a majority of a unanimous vote, House Bill 2738 is moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Do I have a volunteer for Carrier, Representative Sumner?
Absolutely.
Representative Sumner will carry this bill to the floor, and I hereby close this work session on House Bill 2738 and open a work session on House Bill 2115. Now, this one, Kara, has got some amendments.
Madam Chair, members, House Bill 2115, you last heard the early part of February, and we've been waiting for amendment language from Legislative Council that was jointly agreed upon and drafted by Oregon Department of Transportation and Department of Administrative Services staff. 2115 allows the Oregon Department of Transportation to exchange real or personal property for services. Presently, ODOT is prohibited from exchanging property for services. In the event ODOT were to need a building constructed and a private party was willing to do so in exchange for real property, such an exchange could not occur. The department was seeking that possibility or that permission to do so. You do have amendments for you today, and you also have a new fiscal impact statement. It's directly behind your statement from staff. The new fiscal impact statement does estimate a one-time implementation cost of about $5,000 associated with the administrative rule process to set this up. You do have representatives from Oregon Department of Transportation here today, and if you would so desire, Madam Chair, I think it would be best for them to come and explain the amendments rather than for me to fumble through them.
I would request that Mike Marsh from ODOT be invited to come forward and go through these with us, if you would, Mike. And anyone else that Mike brings with him.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mike Marsh and John Jackley from the Department of Transportation. And John has actually been working this bill for us, and I just wanted to be here to make sure I could discuss the elements that relate to our partner agency, the Department of Administrative Services. So maybe I'll go to John, just let him describe the reasons for the amendment, and then I'll come back and discuss the relationship to the Department of Administrative Services.
Thank you. Madam Chair, members of the committee, appreciate the opportunity to be with you. The amendments are in two parts. The first clarifies our ability to enter into these opportunities with the private sector. It says that the department may exchange property as provided in subsection 3 of this section, regardless of whether the property is needed, required, or useful to the department, if, in the judgment of the department, doing so will best serve the interests of the state. This allows us to take advantage of timing opportunities with the private sector. The classic case would be where we have a maintenance station that was built a number of years ago. What was then on the outskirts of a town or a city. Since then, growth has occurred. The maintenance station is now on very valuable real estate, and we would like to exchange that for a piece of property somewhere else and then have them build a building along with it. This allows us to do this whether or not the property was already declared surplus. The Second Amendment clarifies that the services would be public improvements and reads property described in subsection 1 of this section may be exchanged for property or for services and is used in this subsection. Services includes but is not limited to public improvements as defined in ORS 279A.
And Madam Chair, if I could, in terms of the working with Department of Administrative Services, they wanted to make sure that we did make clear that the word services did include vertical construction, or in other words, buildings, because the definition was rather vague in the first version of the bill, so they wanted to make sure that you as a committee, as well as the public in reading the statute, could understand that we are talking about not just highways, but we're talking about the potential for buildings, and we see that as a benefit in that some of the exchanges that we'll be looking at may involve vertical construction. And secondly, other elements of concerns that relate to the public-private partnership program that ODOT is involved with that go beyond the context of this bill. We're dealing with those with Department of Administrative Services and wanted to exempt that kind of discussion from this bill, and we'll deal with those issues separately and working with them and hopefully the Department of Justice. We're open to any questions, Madam Chair.
Before I entertain questions, I have to comment that early on in my public service career, I was on a traffic commission where I learned that a vertical curb is a hill, and now I learned that vertical construction is a building. The longer I stay in government, the more I learn. Thank you very much.
I'm glad to help, Madam Chair.
Representative Escobar, you had a question.
Yeah, I hope it's vertical, Madam Chair. I'll try it. Explain the procedure here. You just have someone approach, or you approach someone, or do you go out on an RFP in order to get the building part of it? And how is the property picked out that you may want to exchange to? Example, you have a piece of property over here. You'd like a piece of property over here with a building. Do you go out with an RFP on that?
Madam Chair, Representative, yes. We go out with an RFP about the process. What we're talking about within this bill is not to use the public-private partnership necessarily. It's just simply to go out and communicate with the public about a request for proposal about a facility.
Further question. Representative Galizia.
I thought Representative Esquivel was going to mandate the use of a realtor in this transaction. But, $5,000 for implementation. I just out of curiosity.
Madam Chair, Representative, what we're talking about in the $5,000 is probably an upper-end estimate to a process that involves public hearings and potentially a lot of input if the construction community has thoughts and concerns that they want to work through in terms of response to the administrative rules that we implement here. This is a different process. It's a change and allows us to be innovative in terms of going out and seeking appropriate involvement of the private sector in innovative ways. So whenever you're doing something a little bit different, there'll be some Attorney General costs. There'll be a few implementation costs, but the return on investment we expect to be significant.
Good question, Representative Butler.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is there any supervision for reporting on the success of this program once it's in place? Will you be coming back in 2 years to give us a report in terms of the return on investment?
Madam Chair, Representative, yes, the plan is that what we're talking about here has to go through the regular budgetary process. So first of all, on the front end, we will be before the legislature to seek approval for the budgetary limitation and the capital construction that would occur along with any deal that might be presented. So number one on the front end. Also on the tail end, because of the importance of this new program, we expect to discuss that next session about what has occurred.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions? Well, simply my comment. Innovative is always good. Unintended consequences are almost always bad. So that, I think, is my only little concern here about this. When you step out a little bit, you're never sure what you're going to run into. But I think, in theory, we all agree that this is a good idea to do the public's business in a more thoughtful and intelligent way than just slavishly trying to do things the way they've always been done, because that's the way to do them. So are there further questions or comments? Thank you both, gentlemen.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And I will entertain a motion on the... Yes, Representative Buckley.
Madam Chair, I move that House Bill 2115 be amended with the dash one amendments.
Thank you, Representative Buckley. Moves the dash one amendments to House Bill 2115. Any objections? No order. Representative Buckley.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2115 to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Representative Buckley moves House Bill 2115 to as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Without objection, so ordered. Representative Buckley, would you like to carry this bill?
I would be delighted.
Thank you very much. And I close this work session on House Bill 2115 and close this session of the House General Government Committee.
Excellent.